KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy skies, 47 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a 50% chance of showers today, a high of 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. In Southwest Iowa news, a water tower fashioned to look like a Swedish coffee pot is no longer perched above the town of Stanton. The water tank was cut from its moorings early Thursday afternoon and lowered to the ground. It'll be preserved as a piece of town history on the grounds of the Cultural Center operated by the Stanton Historical Society. The water tower, which has supplied water to Stanton since 1914, had been a visible symbol for decades. The structure once looked like others that were perched above prairie towns like Stanton, but in 1970, the town's centennial and locals started a campaign to repaint the water tower and add a metal handle and a spout to make it look like a Swedish coffee pot. It was a tribute to the city's Swedish heritage and a nod to Virginia Christine, an actress and Stanton native. She appeared on American television stations and American television commercials as Mrs. Olson in the Folgers coffee commercials. But the water tower had not been in use since December. In 2000, a new water tower was completed, this one with a reservoir shaped as a Swedish coffee cup with the same type of floral design. The new tower can hold up to 150,000 gallons of water, as compared with the coffee pot's 40,000 gallon capacity. Both water towers were used, but by 2010, it was determined that fixes were needed to the coffee pot tower. With a $1.3 million water system improvement project beginning that year, fixing the old tower would have been too costly and unnecessary, according to officials. A grass and brush fire near Renner Drive in the Twin City area of Council Bluffs was declared under control Thursday. However, the Omaha World Herald says drifting smoke from the still smoldering blaze in the Veterans Memorial Bridge area left a burning odor over downtown Omaha early this morning. Authorities say the fire began Wednesday in the west end between the levee and Missouri River. The Council Bluffs Fire Department contained the fire Thursday and was allowing it to burn out. An Atlantic man was arrested Wednesday on drug and other charges. The Atlantic Police Department said Thursday 24-year-old Devin Register was taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine, unlawful possession of a prescription drug, and criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Register was booked into the Cass County Jail. The Glenwood Police Department reported on Thursday the arrest Wednesday of 33-year-old Toby Merritt. The Glenwood man was arrested for shoplifting. His cash bond was set at $300. And if you're the type of person who can't resist a garage sale, you'll be in heaven this weekend. Citywide garage sales will be held in Atlantic, Griswold, Lewis, and in the Highway 71 corridor communities of Audubon, Brayton, and Exira. Some early bird sales take place in Atlantic and along the Highway 71 communities this evening for those who want to get a jump on the throngs of people who will be competing for great bargains and finds. The Atlantic Citywide Garage Sale takes place today from 2 until 6 p.m. on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And maps will be available at Casey's, Fairway, and Hy-Vee. The sale is hosted by the Atlantic Business and Professional Women's Organization, or BPW. In Griswold, the citywide garage sale takes place tomorrow, with most beginning at 8 a.m. Garage sale maps will be available on Saturday at the Casey's General Store and Main Little Market in Griswold. And maps are available online at griswoldamerican.com. In Lewis, the citywide garage sale takes place at 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday. And the Audubon, Exira, Brayton Highway 71 Community Garage Sale will be held Saturday from 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. Shane Lang, president of the Audubon Area Chamber of Commerce, said flags will mark those residences whose owners or vendors have paid to have their garage sales indicated on free maps.
I think there's 56 or 59 garage sales here in town. I'm sure they can find about anything they want and then some.
Shane says he's not into garage sales, but he knows that others are absolutely love them.
Be honest with you, I try to stay out of town during the garage sale time. Seems like every street you go down, there's a garage sale and you can't get anywhere.
Free maps are available at most local businesses in Audubon, Exira, and Brayton. Residences on the maps will have bright orange flags on their lawn to better identify their location.
It's good to see people in town, and it seems like all the businesses stay busy, even like Shopko and Ace Hardware seem to pick up traffic during garage sale days.
Retail sidewalk sales will also be held during the garage sale, weather permitting, so be sure and check at individual businesses. The Highway 71 Community Garage Sale is sponsored by the Audubon Chamber of Commerce, Exira Community Club, and Brayton Community Club. For more information, go to www.audubonIowa.org. In our funeral announcements, Leroy Miller, age 81, of Bennington, Nebraska, and formerly of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Leroy Miller will be today at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Carol Christensen, age 88, of Stewart and formerly of Menlo, died April the 18th. A funeral service for Carol Christensen will be today at 2 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Rick Beadle, age 56, of Oakland, died Tuesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Rick Beadle will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Methodist Church. The reconvened funeral home in Oakland has arrangements. Dwayne McClelland, age 74, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Funeral services for Dwayne McClelland will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Bernice Potter, age 98, of Manning, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Bernice Potter will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Mary Ann Chantry, age 86, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Mary Ann Chantry will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Faye Matthews, age 95, of Orient, died Thursday in Creston. Funeral services for Faye Matthews will be on Monday at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Wilburn Morris, age 92, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Wilburn Morris are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.